Rewire.
Like, naked is the theme. Like, people just love getting naked.
Next up, I spoke to Elaine Rush of AUT about the recent report that came out called Aotearoa, Land of the Wide Beer Cupboard, which details food poverty in New Zealand and how it affects children.
Well, food poverty means that there's not enough money in the household to buy the foods that are necessary for a good life. And food is an essential part of living. But we know our food guidelines tell us that we should be eating fruit and vegetables, whole grains, good sources of protein and good sources of calcium like milk. But New Zealanders aren't doing that, and in particular children aren't able to do that.
Could you go into more detail, rather, about what food poverty is?
It's a term that's similar to food security, but it refers mainly to the fact that there's not enough money in the household to be able to buy the food, or there's not enough to be able to produce your own food. And we still do have families in New Zealand that have land, but they can't necessarily grow the food that they need.
What are some of the negative consequences of food poverty?
Well, particularly for children, being a child is a critical time of life, and it actually starts from conception. When the egg meets the sperm, if the child is not well nourished, and that doesn't mean having enough energy, it means having all the essential nutrients that are required, then that growth path in the life course of the child will be changed. It won't be able to reach its full potential. We know that for animals, and in agriculture we're very good at looking after our young animals to grow them to be the best producers. But we don't seem to provide the same care to our children or provide the same support to homes where children are.
Do you think that you could pick out some examples of statistics or data that you personally found distressing or worrying?
From my own experience, I know when we've asked children about fruit and vegetables that they consume, they don't get the variety that they need. And they certainly aren't getting the 5+ a day, which is the low end of what's recommended globally. We also know, but our food survey with children was last done in 2002, that they're not getting the amount of fibre and whole grains, and basically not eating as regularly as they should be able to. There are children that go to school hungry or don't go to school because they're hungry.
What causes that? Is that would it be a lack of funds, or do you think it's a lack of education around proper nutrition? What do you think some of the causes are?
Well, I think we have to take quite a few steps back and look at, do you have food choices? I personally don't think we have a choice about the food that we're able to access. Money is the biggest determinant, but it's also location. Where are the supermarkets? We know in Aotearoa there is no large supermarket. There's only a lot of small shops in the Aotearoa shopping centre. So that means people living in that area can't get to a supermarket where prices do tend to be more reasonable and it's possible to buy in bulk. So it's town planning. It's the fact that many families do not have enough money coming in, and part of that is that we're not paying people what we call a living wage. And particularly for children, it's so important that the family is secure. Of course, housing is a priority. If you don't have a house, then you've got a huge problem, but that means the funds that could have gone on food actually go on the housing, either the rental or lucky a mortgage.
I'd like to know some solutions that you have in mind. You know, do you have any sort of practical steps that we as a country can take to address this issue?
I think we all have to work together, and that's why I would like to see government actually focusing on the food supply to to their own country first to ensure everyone has access, and that means both physical location and enough money to be able to follow the food-based dietary guidelines that the Ministry of Health puts out. So we're told these are the foods we should be eating, but we don't necessarily have the resource. I think also there needs to be more work on helping people understand how to cook so that it can be passed on through the generations again. But it's changing so much now that we've also got other services where you can buy ready-made meals, etc., but make sure that they are healthier. There's a lot of rubbish that's sold in the shops that is highly processed and really doesn't have much nutritional benefit going for it. The only thing it's really got is calories. And I think we should be looking at, there should be some sort of control on that. And prime example is sugary drinks and energy drinks. Really, they're not doing anyone any good. Health and dental health in particular, and if you don't have good teeth, how can you possibly enjoy eating your food? Because food is something that's a fabric of society. It's something we should be enjoying together. It's a sign of love. So it's so sad that we're not looking after our children properly in New Zealand. I think this should be an election issue next year, that we need to look for government leaders to help set up policy and put it in place that will put children first. Whether or not their parents are employed or what situation they're in, a child should have a chance, a fair go in New Zealand, and part of that is feeding them well right from the get-go.
The French, for instance, love the cock.
You're tuned into The Wire.